Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 260 for Monday, February 9th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform ended mixed on volatile trading Monday as traders squared positions in the near-term contracts to send values lower, while the more deferred contracts followed U.S. soybeans and the vegetable oil market higher. Canola was narrowly mixed, with the most active March contract down 20 cents at $459.40 per ton. A rise in crude oil helped to support canola indirectly, while the Canadian dollar was slightly weaker against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. However, weakness in soy meal was bearish for values. The large South American soybean crop also undermined the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all higher as stronger crude oil prices and a generally weaker U.S. dollar helped everyone across the board. Soybeans were up 4 to 5 cents, with the March contract at $9.73 per bushel. Traders were short covering in anticipation of tomorrow's USDA crop report. Most analysts expect the report will show smaller stockpiles of soybeans in the U.S., which would be good for prices. Demand looks steady as the USDA reported that private exporters had booked sales of 120,000 tons of soybeans. This has eased many concerns of a possible slowdown of supplies to Asia. Corn was higher, up 5 cents, with the March contract coming in at $3.91 per bushel. Traders squared their positions before tomorrow's report. Analysts estimate tomorrow's corn carryout range will be pegged between 1.8 and 2 billion bushels, which would be potentially slightly bigger than January's estimate of 1.87 billion bushels. Corn exports coming out of Ukraine in 2014-15 could turn out to be 3.5 million tons higher than expected. Production estimates for South America continue to look favorable. Wheat was higher, up 1 to 2 cents, with the March contract in Chicago at $5.29 per bushel. Values are trying to correct themselves after 6 weeks of losses. Ukraine's currency is extremely low right now, meaning wheat is extremely cheap from that country and thus attractive to many outside buyers. Conditions in the central and southern U.S. plains are considered to be on the dry side, with low amounts of snowfall. This could rebound, though, depending on spring rain. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 9th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.